did you decide to leave Reseda?
Well, I can't answer that except that I liked this out here. I liked it, and we didn't have the divorce settlement yet. I was asking for the house in Hollywood, the place in Hollywood, and this was to be my husband's.
Oh, I see, the Reseda house.
Yeah. But in 61, when we finally settled, I had bought the place from him.
Well, tell me how your separation finally came about. When was that?
He moved out in 1950 till he moved out. 60.
Mm-hmm.
He moved out. He bought another place. And moved out, and being this was to be his place, I and Joyce moved out.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about his moving out then?
She didn't want to live there. That was okay. I mean, he was going to get the divorce, and he should have moved out probably before then.
How did you feel about finally terminating the marriage after hanging on all those years?
Oh, I was glad to. I didn't let him know. Anyway, I got things the way I wanted them. And I rented this house. I put it up for rent. I was buying it. I believe I put it in my daughter's name at that time when I bought it. And I rented it, and we rented this, and we paid $120 here.
So you and your daughter, and at that point the grandchild for a little bit.
Yeah. And she didn't like to live there in Reseda. She didn't like Reseda too much, and it was right across from the high school. And so we moved out here, which we liked. It was beautiful. I kept flowers in the backyard, and it was really beautiful.
Now, what were you doing at that time?
I was taking care of the baby. I was taking care of the place in Reseda. I had repainted the inside, and I repainted the outside, and rented it, and took care of my rentals in Hollywood. And I'd take the baby with me when I do these things.
What was Joyce doing?
She was working at Chase Construction Company in the office. And she also took her on another job. She was teaching dancing at Arthur Murray's evenings. So she did the two. Then she also went to school on the other evenings.
Mm-hmm.
So she was pretty busy.
Now, and your plan was to continue basically keeping up property and doing, maintaining and keeping up property.
And buying more if I could.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did.
Describe your life then since about that point in 61 till now.
Well, after we moved out here, the landlord, he was a friend of mine, and he used to go and help me at this place, help me do the work in Hollywood. We went to the valley and built a patio. He helped take the stuff there and get it started, and then he liked to travel. He liked to go up and visit. Well, take a ride in the mountains and stuff like that. So then he'd pick me up and bring me back here. And I'd have Jeffrey with me. So I managed to to get ahead with things, keep it working, and he did the lawn work here and kept it nice. He enjoyed the baby.
What sort of other skills did you start developing then, as you were taking care of these places?
Well, I'd fix the tiles, take away tile and fix it. I'd repair any cupboards and cupboard doors. And when the baby was, when I was first taking care of him, I was remodeling the kitchen. That was my first job of building cupboards. Build the covers and set in a built-in stove and oven, range and oven. And I put in a vendor hood in that kitchen. I opened up so that I made a living room out of part of the hall room and the sunroom and and just remodeled it completely.
It sounds like you were getting more into carpentry then.
Yes, I did, right away. And I would lay the linoleum myself and lay down carpeting myself. And so I did the carpentry, put in a stairway, and then I remodeled the house. The rear house there, it was a two-bedroom, and the bedrooms were small and not much closet space, so I took out a wall and made it a one-bedroom and put closet space in both ends. And while I was doing that, I was working in Calabasas. Jeffrey went to a school when he was just 4 years, 5 years old. In 68, I went to Calabasas and started working, and I remodeled that little house at the same time. And
so you had a place in Calabasas at that point too?
My sister and brother-in-law had a grocery store. So I worked for them for a year.
In the grocery store?
A little more, yeah, as a checker. And at the same time, I was remodeling this house, and I got it ready and rented it. And then Joyce moved into the place in Hollywood. Let's see. She moved into the place in Hollywood and was going to college. And she got her BA degree. And she looked into teaching, and she decided that she wanted to do something else. She was already working as a bookkeeper, and she was making good money, and she couldn't make that good money in teaching. So she took up law school. And started law school, and so when I got through at Ada's, then I was about 62, and I went on Social Security, and also they told me that I could draw I draw Social Security plus retirement. And so between the two, I had pretty good income. And I was on I was on Social Security and unemployment. The unemployment I was on for a year.
Oh, this was unemployment. Checker.
Yeah. And so I collected for a whole year. And they went out of business, and they moved into our house in Reseda. And I missed something there before I went to, I was in an accident in 67, before I went to work for Ada. A freeway accident. It was a head-on collision with another car, and a car came and hit me in the back. And so my face was cut up, and I was sort of incapacitated for a while. Joyce was remarried with the, and she was at that time breaking up with her second husband. And she stayed at the marina, and then after about a year, or less than a year, it was kind of expensive there for her. I think she was paying $198 for an apartment, and her salary didn't, I was paying part of that. So then she moved into my place in Hollywood, and she took a woman in with her, and she got $65 from her. So between that and she was working part-time, she could pay her own way through school.
Now tell me, at this point, she became very involved in the women's movement.
Yes.
How did you feel about that? What were your own ideas about that?
Well, I was glad that she was getting into that,
mm-hmm.
because I felt that women should have equal pay for equal jobs. And I had felt that when I was young,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that I was making money for that company, and I was not being paid the way I should be. I was being paid pawns, you know. You couldn't even eat on it if you weren't working. You had to be working all the time, and that wasn't right. They should either give you a job full time or pay you enough so you could save a little bit.
Would you talk to her about any of the ideas in the...
Yes, I got in on quite a few of the meetings
mm-hmm.
of the women, and that was interesting,
mm-hmm.
and I still do. And she's very involved as well.
Mm-hmm. And so for the past 10 years, you've continued basically the same pattern of taking care of your places.
And was close with her, mm-hmm. and she appreciated that I stuck by her. She, to this day, she's very... appreciative and very solicitous of me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was of her dad when he mm-hmm. he became ill, and he died in 1976
mm-hmm.
of cancer. And of course we all felt bad about that. It's it makes me think back that maybe he was not well, you know, the whole time. So it was live and let live, and I did my way, and he did his.
Has your life in the past 10 years, as you've gotten older, changed any in terms of all this work that you do?
Well, it gives me a very independent feeling, and I like it. Now, also, this friend of mine that helped me with work liked to dance, and I like to dance. I wouldn't want to be quoted as saying that he was gay, but he was a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
He was very thoughtful. He was all you'd like in a man, you know. But of course his ideas of marriage and sex was nil as far as that went.
How did you feel about that then?
Great. He was so nice that I couldn't hold anything against him. So this was really nice. Anyway, I appreciate everything he did. Well, he was with me on the top of the house helping me with some roofing when he was showing off to a woman So he took the ladder, he climbed down, and we were finished. He took the ladder up like this, showed his strength, and let it down. And that was the end of him.
Oh, my goodness.
Had a heart attack.
How old was he?
60. 68 or 69. Mm. He was older, 8 years older than I.
But this is someone that you were spending quite a bit of time with.
Yeah, we do things together. When I didn't have so much to do, I'd ride with him up in the mountains, and he'd pan for gold, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot of interesting things. And he knew all the places that were nice to dance, and he was an excellent dancer. He danced all the Latin dances and the Viennese and all the fun dances, and he danced the whole evening. You know,
so he wasn't openly gay then? He did not openly relate to other men?
No, but I caught on. I mean, I knew about him.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk about it ever, or was it...
He told me that he was a morphodite. I don't know what that means, really. But then he probably would have openly discussed it, but I didn't follow up on it because it wasn't that important.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he was he wasn't divorced, that their marriage was annulled. He had married, and it was annulled. I saw him once after a man's wife died up here, and a neighbor making the play for him, like a woman would, you know, silly. And of course, that kind of turned me off, but that was his business. But he really was a wonderful person.
And how about just in terms physically of your still doing all of this maintenance and work on the houses? Have you noticed any changes in the past couple of years? Do you still do all of that?
No, each year as I do it, I become stronger. My strength, I keep my strength if I eat properly and rest properly. Mm-hmm.
And how about new skills? Did you gain new skills over the years?
I have done the plumbing, like underneath the house. I had to go under and excavate and cut the pipes and put in new sewer pipes. And I revamped the plumbing and changed it, and I put in several hot water heaters. I replaced them. I completely remodeled the front house there in Hollywood. It took me maybe 6 months, but there was no hurry as long as I do a good job. I went under the house there, and I put in new plumbing from the gas. Where there was wall heaters, I took out the gas, and I extended the gas line to the outside of the house and put the water heater outside to make more room in the kitchen. I had the floor taken, cut open in the bathroom to get under to work.
How did you learn how to do those?
I began doing it, and I took classes. I went to school for plumbing, for electric, for building codes and building. Mm-hmm. I took classes out here.
How did people respond to you and react to you doing that sort of work and taking those sorts of classes in those days?
Oh, some of them felt okay about it. Quite often I'd have trouble buying stuff.
Uh-huh. What sort of things would happen?
They didn't want to be helpful, and they'd try to tell me things that were not true, and when I went down here to, I had to do something here, and when I went to the city officials, the one fellow told me in the building department, he said, if we can make enough trouble for you, he said, maybe you'll give this place back to who you got it from. So I bought this place in court.
Mm-hmm. Were they reacting to you as a woman, as an older person, as an older woman? What do you think was the...
Well, in this place, I have an idea, was maybe somebody wanted to buy this, and I had bought it from instead.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to make a lot of money on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them out of business that way. I just bought it because I liked it. And somebody had said, well, realtor business, he said, could we buy it for you? I said, no, I'm not interested. I went to court and bought it.
Now, what about in the classes? Were there other women who would be in the, like, the plumbing classes?
Yes. The plumbing classes, the teacher made it clear that it was for men and women. Also in the building and electrical, I took up small engines to repair my own motor, my own lawnmower and that. And they didn't like it. I was the only woman in the class.
And an older woman at that
yeah,
time, too.
They didn't like that too much.
What sorts of things would happen?
Well, the principal came in. He was an old fogey. And they weren't sure the class was going to be continued. And I asked him if they discontinued it, if we could transfer into another class. And he said, well, that depends on what you want. Certainly not knitting or sewing. I mean, putting the women down. Now, sewing should be just as important as the engine repair to me. And I let it go, but that really took me off. But he was let go before too long because he was getting too old himself.
What would happen going into supply places, for instance, for...
Occasionally I would be allowed to wait,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. I had a problem with Dooley's. I was buying a Venta hood. And I had asked her, I said, I'm in a hurry, would you please let me go and get it, or, let me take it to here. So anyway, they had let them know that I was in a hurry. So they waited on all the men first, and I was there first. And then they went out for a smoke, and then they came and waited on me. So... I will never buy another thing at Dooley's.
Would you let them know how you felt about those sorts of things or not?
I didn't yet, but what I should do is write and tell them how many appliances and things that I have bought since and
mm-hmm.
that I couldn't possibly buy from them, but where could I buy the same things? No, what I would do is write to the company that manufactured the vendor hood, because I do need some more.
Mm-hmm.
But, these were old men themselves.
Yeah.
They should have had good sense, you know.
How about neighbors or other people? Would you ever get comments from like next-door neighbors to where you'd have a place that you were remodeling? How did people react to you doing this sort of work?
They thought that was pretty good. You know, they didn't accept it and thought it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I have a neighbor now that would like to see me... do a less of a job, but that's typical of men, you know,
mm-hmm.
slough it off. It's only a home. That's the way they are.
Mm-hmm. So over the years, it sounds like you really continually developed new skills, took
classes.
Yeah,
a little more. I did the tiling. I didn't take any class. I just discussed it with the people where I buy the tile.
Mm.
And I've done a much better job than if I'd had it done.
Mm-hmm.
I have redone Joyce's kitchen and tiled it and put in the double sink and dishwasher. And I have redone, I put in about 5 new toilets in that place in Hollywood. I put in a new tub and tiled the bathroom in this little two-bedroom house. And I put in, three-eighth inch plywood down on the floors, and then put in the linoleum, the linoleum, both the bathroom and kitchen. I took all the cupboards out of the kitchen and bought new cupboards and put in.
Do you do all this yourself, or do you have, help do you have for this report?
I did have somebody help with the hanging of the cupboards.
Mm-hmm.
I did all the tiling myself and finishing off.
So you're still doing all of this?
Yes, I'm having somebody, I'm having one of the places vacated. I'm going to do the same with this place.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you considered as being in business? Do you have licenses?
Oh, we have a resale license.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be able to buy wholesale. It's pretty difficult to do. But
you don't do work for other people?
No.
Never.
I'm not in the business to make money
mm-hmm.
on other jobs.
Right.
It's, I don't want to compete with business that somebody's in business to make these things, and if they want me to do it, they want it done for half price.
Mm.
That's really the idea, and they ask me to do things, and I've had a lot of offers.
So people have approached you about
all through the years, and I just say no.
How
and
do
I
they
got
know
too much to do.
How would they happen to approach you?
Well, because they to see what I was doing. I don't know, Joyce's friends, my friends, they'd all combine, see what I'm doing, and what would you do this or that for me? And I'd say, well, I'll tell you, I don't have the time, but I'll tell you how to do it, if you want to do it yourself.
The reason I asked was because earlier you talked about dreaming about having your own business.
Yes.
And I wonder if you connected these up at all, or if you always...
I wouldn't go into a business that would require that much physical activity
mm-hmm.
for me, because I'd be too tired to run the business.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I would hire work done, and I don't like men working for me.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Because they don't do a good job.
Mm-hmm. How do they feel about taking orders from you?
They don't. That's one more reason that you tell them how to do things and what you want done, and they do it their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that if I am paying for it, I want it done my way.
Have you had women working for you?
No, I've done my work by myself. I don't remember having any women work for
mm-hmm.
me. Oh, I do have a little girl, but then, you know, she helps,
mm-hmm.
and I teach her.